And you've come at the right time because we're just about to start our stage door feature, in which we welcome Graham Craig from What's on White.
Afternoon.
Afternoon. I'm not going to tell everyone that you burnt the suit, Graham.
I think you've already done that. It should be one of the easiest things. Should be one of the easiest things to not, you know, do. But I managed to do it today.
Only I burnt the suit. Yeah. Oh dear!
And I was looking forward to it as well.
Oh, Graham, I bet you're starving. Well, I won't keep you long. just before we run through what's on white.com.
What, you want to know what flavour the suit was?
Well, yeah.
Moroccan chicken. Moroccan chicken as well.
Moroccan chicken. Was it well done then?
It's very well done, yeah. And I think my wife's going to have a fit about the pan as well.
Really?
I don't think that would be coming back in the house.
Well, there's no danger of her not knowing now, is there? Oh, dear. Right. Mm. Let's talk about something else.
Yeah.
For instance, festivals. I don't know about you or anybody else listening, but every time you open a paper or flip through Facebook, you see another festival. It seems that we've gone festival mad. Mm. Is that just my impression, or is it not necessarily a new thing, and it's just because I've suddenly woken up to the fact that there are so many festivals? Or are they on the increase?
I think they are on the increase. It's a growing thing, and it seems to be popular. You know, and we get there's quite a few on the island apart from the, you know, the major ones, the On White Festival, yeah, and Best of All. Yeah. You've also got V-Dub Island, which is I think 3-4 day thing, yeah, that's now moved to Newport. Used to be out Freshwater,
yeah,
way.
Yeah.
That's now at Newport, and not just exclusively for anybody that owns a VW or a camper van, but right, you know, yeah, it's based around music.
So you could turn up in a Reliant Robin, could you, and take part in the event?
I reckon they'd accept you.
Well, that's equality.
Might slap a V-Dub badge on the front of it, but you know, yeah, I'm sure they'd accept you in any form of vehicle, even foot. But yeah, I mean, you've got that. There's what else is there? There's the Jazz Festival weekend, yeah, that's sort of coming up.
Classic Isle. First one last year. They're doing that again this year, aren't,
yeah,
they?
Yeah. There's
Cows, is it?
Cows normally, house? Yeah.
Yeah.
You've got the Wolverton Blues and Folk Fair,
yep,
which is another, although it's a one day, yep, it's kind of festival-y, isn't it? You know,
we could keep this going. Right, my turn. Harp Festival.
Yeah, good,
yeah,
one.
Yeah,
that's quite new. That's what, be it second year this year? Yeah. Was it the first last year?
Yeah.
Mondo Mix, Calborn.
Yeah, and Rhythm Tree.
And Rhythm Tree, yes.
Yeah. Are they both still happening this year?
I think they are. I think it might be a little bit early in the season for.
Yeah.
I know they're getting stuff together. Certainly, yeah, on one of them.
Yeah.
What else can we think of?
I don't know. And there are
Postfest.
Oh, I think you're going to win, Graham. I'm drying up now. Having said there were so many, and there's a Festival of the Sea, which is grown out of Bestival. That's an extra bit. I think Rob DeBank started that, didn't he?
Did he?
Something. It's like a bonus, as if Best of All wasn't big enough. I think he's come up with another idea for some more music under the sea theme. I think I'm right in saying that. I think there's a sort of spin-off one.
He also does Camp Festival, which is on the mainland, yes, as well, doesn't he? Yeah. So, you know, he's got...
Yeah.
He's quite busy there.
We're slowing up now, aren't we?
And then there's loads on the other side as well. I mean, Portsmouth is, you know, they've got loads and loads of stuff coming up. Victorious.
We're both looking at each other now. We've got loads and loads, and I can't think of any of them. Yeah, Victorious. Yeah, like, stop there. Yeah, but it is right. Do you know, because you're in the business of what's on and events and everything, what's happening? Why are they becoming so big and so popular?
I'd put it down to just demand, basically.
But you see every other aspect of the economy. We're being told we're in a recession and times are really hard for businesses and small businesses and so on. And yet we find people prepared to spend small fortunes on coming to the Isle of Wight Festival, Best of All. Young people who may not earn a fortune, but they're willing to put their hands in the pockets for these music events, aren't they, particularly?
Yeah, and, you know, it's entertainment, though. It's leisure time, isn't it? And we do, I think when things are tight, you know, you draw your, you know, your belt a bit tighter, but you've got to have some fun at the same time.
Yeah.
And yeah, okay, not everything is based towards young people, though. I mean, you know, you'd be surprised at the demographic that goes to the festival and festival.
Yeah.
You know, there are, you know, the the midlife, the midlife, and the kind of the seniors as well. You know,
and of course there's to cater for those of us who don't like dossing on the floor anymore. There are sort of glamping options as well, so you can pay even more for a bit of luxury accommodation, can't you, at these events as well?
Yeah, or stop in a B&B or a hotel and just bus it in, you know?
Yeah, get a chauffeur-driven car to take you down there. Yeah, I'm sure it happens. But it's amazing. And maybe you've hit the nail on the head, though, about this times are hard, and maybe festivals have just met that need, because the short events, you don't have to give up loads of work time if you're on a 0 hours contract or whatever, and you can save up for it once a year, have a really good splurge and have a good time with your mates, and actually, compared to going away for a week somewhere, it's probably really good value, isn't it?
I mean, you'd be surprised at how cheap they are.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, things like the Wolverton Blues and Folk Fair, it's not that expensive.
No.
You know, I mean, okay, we might be thinking it's like, you know, a couple of hundred quid for an Isle of Wight festival ticket, but that is for kind of like 3 or 4 days, and you are seeing absolute, you know, top-topping bands, you know, who cost an awful lot of money to get in. Whereas if you go to the more local festivals, like the Wolverton Blues and Folk, like V-Dub, you'll see some good names there, you know, but a lot of the music will be a little bit more local as well. There'll be more local bands there. And the ticket prices will be a lot cheaper. I know that, I think, off the top of my head, Blues and Folk fairs are 10-15 quid, something like that, for the day.
I know,
and you're going to have a lot of entertainment for that.
Rhythm Tree is good value as well, isn't it? Some of the smaller ones.
But
I think that's true, though. Even the big one, if you say, well, it's going to cost me 200 quid to go to the Isle of Wight Festival, how much would you pay to go away for a week to Spain? You probably have, you know, it's an alternative to doing that. Completely different sort of holiday. But if you have to choose, it's a fantastic way to get away from work and the pressures of life for a few days, isn't it?
You can go to Spain any time you like, really, can't you? You know, you could go in December if you wanted a holiday in Spain, but you know, to see top bands, you know, in one place and have a great time, you know, and all the rest of it that goes on with it, the fun fair and you know, the side shows and stuff like that. It's it's kind of one off, isn't it? You know,
we need more festivals, not less, don't we?
And it's good for the, I think it is kind of good for the local economy as well.
It's got to be, hasn't it?
A lot of people say, you know, it brings in tons of people and they spend all the money on site. Well, to an extent, yes, but they do spend it outside as well.
Yes,
and there's lots of island businesses that that do get, you know, some kind of compensation from it in terms of, you know, like Southern Vectus, they employ lots of extra people.
Yeah.
So they've, you know, there's some jobs and wages that are there.
Yeah.
You know, shops and B&Bs and stuff, they, you know, okay,
not
everyone.
It's hard to imagine the Isle of Wight now, if you think of the Isle of Wight as a tourist destination. If you stripped away all those events, you think about what would that do to the island's tourism performance.
Yeah.
It's massive for the island, isn't it?
A lot of young people, you know, come over, and although they're not kind of, you know, the demographic of people that would normally choose the Isle of Wight for, you know, to come for a holiday, they get to learn a little bit more about it. And, you know, okay, maybe in a few years they might come back and, you know, have a weekend, explore things, spend a bit of money.
Puts
the way
on
it works.
The map, doesn't it?
Yeah, that's the way
definitely.
It works. Yeah.
All right. Okay, well, that's it. We've chewed the fat on that one. Right, thanks, Ro. Do you want to run through what's coming up over the next couple of weeks for us, Ro?
Yeah, yeah. There's a great play that's over in Freshwater this weekend on Saturday the 16th and Sunday the 17th, and they've got matinee on the Sunday as well. It's a local Ireland writer and director called Ollie Fry, and he's putting on an original play based on J.M. Barrie's Peter Pan, and this is called The Story of Wendy and Jill, and it's a dark alternative told from the point of view of an older Wendy on her wedding day, full of regret at never leaving Neverland. It's got loads of young Ireland talent in there, includes an original music score composed by Lorna Brownsword, and I said this weekend, it also is on Friday, so it's Friday, Saturday, Sunday. It's £10 a ticket. It's at the Memorial Hall over in Freshwater.
Yeah, brilliant.
There's a 100-strong choir, orchestra and top professional soloists performing great works of classic music, and that's all performed by the Isle of Wight Cantata Choir. Hope I've pronounced that properly. That's on Saturday the 16th at Medina Theatre. Dial M for Murder, famously filmed by Alfred Hitchcock. This is on at Shanklin Theatre from Tuesday the 19th through to Saturday the 23rd, and it's got some top stars in there from TV. Psychic Sally is at Shanklin Theatre.
Oh, we knew that.
Apparently she's the nation's favourite.
And
she's got her most jaw-dropping show yet called Called Me Psychic. And that's at Shanklin Theatre, Friday 15th. Next Monday, the 18th, is Jazz Jam at Key Arts. It's a monthly night of local jazz talent from across the island, hosted by the Jim Thorne Trio. Features a mix of performers. Bargeman's Jest, which is this Friday, April 15th, and that's at the Bargeman's Rest. Features two really funny plays. One of them is called Coffee Break, and the other one is called
Strictly Sex Factor on Ice.
Because I didn't copy and paste the title in there, did I? I've just got the summary of it, but they look good, and it's two plays for a fiver, isn't it? So
amazing.
You can't go wrong.
Amazing,
you know. And that's upstairs at the Bargeman's Rest. We'll Meet Again, which is at Medina Theatre. It's a bright and breezy wartime review featuring tributes to some of the greatest entertainers of the 40s era, including Max Miller, George Formby, Vera Lynn, Gracie Fields, Bing Crosby, and that's at Medina Theatre on Sunday the 17th. Murder at the Manor, which is a dinner and turn detective whodunit type thing. That's for the YMCA at Shanklin.
Oh, yeah.
And that's on Saturday the 16th. Tickets are available from the YMCA. If you go to the What's on White page, it's in charity events. And then you can click through for tickets there. Yeah. Think Floyd are Pink Floyd's top tribute act, and they're back. Shanklin Theatre, so if you don't need no education, get your tickets sorted.
Lovely.
How good is that? Yeah. That's this Saturday 16th.
They're all coming out this afternoon.
They are, aren't they? And last but not least, Wake, which don't be put off by the title of this. It's a very entertaining play, both moving and funny. It's the last chance to see Wake performed on the island by its most innovative theatre company, Origins Theatre, before the production moves to the mainland, and it's on Key Arts Saturday the 23rd. So go and get your ticket sorted before it's too late.
Brilliant. Well, thanks, Graham.
No problem.
Quite a lineup again.
Yeah.
You're back next Monday, aren't you?
For more
of the same.
Yeah.
Are you sure about that?
Yeah.
And what are you going to do about this soup? Have you got a plan? Have you got a plan? Are you going to own up to it, or are you going to blame the cat or the dog?
I think I'm going to have to own up to it, but I might blame the dog for, you know.
I would.
For taking my attention away from the cooking.
Yeah, or maybe you could say that I phoned at just the wrong moment, and we were chatting about what's on event. Listings.
All right.
Yeah, that could be it.
So you want to get blamed?
Yeah, that'd be fine. I don't know your wife, do I? She didn't know me, but
no.
So if I hear a tap on my door later on, I'll know. Oh, well, you need to get some food down here, don't you, Graham?
Absolutely.
You're wasting
starving.
Away now.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks for coming in.
No problem.
Thanks for all that, and we'll see you next week.
No problem.
Cheers, Graham.